From the very start, he hears your voice, catches you before you fall. He'll never let you down. He promised to always be around. I know. When I get a little discouraged, I have to talk to Jesus. That's why I know my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives. Hey, hey, hey. I can feel it. The reason why I know that he's walking beside me. Let me tell you this. One of the thieves said, why don't you save us in your cell? But Jesus, he said, 3 days I'll get up with all power in my hand. And another scripture I love.
Hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent and Pastor Maurice Johnson, we welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a reoccurring community announcement, Johnson Temple's Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. This program is free and available to anyone regardless of income or status. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear excerpts from a message rendered by Superintendent Ronald Jones at the Alexandria District Holy Convocation entitled Unfinished Business, Boots on the Ground. In addition to praying for our federal, state, and local governmental officials, let's remember to pray for all the families recently affected by the flooding devastation in Texas. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Everybody in my business. Amen. But it takes the anointing. Amen. To destroy yokes. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I thank God for my bishop. Amen. James Proctor. Let's give them some love. Sometimes we don't know everything, but God knows everything. And you know, there's a reason for everything. Amen. There's a reason. So if some have questions, you know, about certain things, just talk to God in prayer. Amen. And everything will be all right. Amen. Our theme tonight, our theme this week. Amen. And it's on your program, I believe. Y'all know what it is. Unfinished business. Unfinished business. Amen. But I want to say that I have something to add to that, if I may, and to encourage us and challenge us in the Word. In the book of Psalms, 119 and 57, I'm just going to open up with that one scripture, and I'll be moving right along. And I believe that it's a very familiar scripture that we've heard before. Amen. Psalms 119 and 57. And if you have it, you can read it with me, or we can read it along together. Amen. Psalms 119 and 57. Amen. Let us read. God bless you. You may have your seat. Tonight, I want to talk about, and unfinished business with boots on the ground.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's a military term right there. It's not a song.
You only can preach that if you've been through that.
Come on. Come on now. All right.
You have to have been, have some experience. With boots on the ground.
That's right. Amen.
I know that people are shuffling, tipping, tapping, and doing many things. Amen. But when you're in a warfare,
that's it, right there.
You got to have some boots on the ground.
That's right. Amen.
Shabba-ba-ba. Huh? And knowing that, amen, that the Bible says that 2 Timothy 2 and 19 that serves as a reminder of God's unwavering foundation and the importance of righteousness living for believers. Amen. The Lord is our portion. Mm-hmm. Amen. And saying so that we have to declare that our portion in life is none other than the Lord himself. We cannot rely on weapons of warfare physically. But we can rely on the Lord. Amen. The New Testament expresses the same thing when Paul tells how Christ was made unto us wisdom from God. Uh-huh. Amen. And if you're going to fight the enemy, you have to get some wisdom to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. You just can't tap him out. You just can't use the fan to fan him out.
That's right, sir.
Y'all get it when you get it wrong. Amen. And you know, you can shuffle that all day long.
That's right.
But shuffling and tapping ain't going to beat the devil.
Watch out, man.
You got the church just want to be hyped and feel good. Amen. But not prepared for battle.
Well, you got to get ready.
Now, if you Google, Booth on the, if you Google it, you'll find out, you'll see this church folks. Y'all I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Can I talk about it? Amen. Just doing a lot of shuffling with no anointing. Y'all ain't gonna like me tonight, but it's okay. I'm here anyway. And, I kind of say, Lord, what's going on with the church? They want to hide. They want to feel good, but they ain't ready to fight the devil in no kind of way. My slogan is, they can't kill a fly. Y'all heard me? Y'all heard me? Amen. And so, the Bible talks about Christ Jesus is now the portion of his people, is the fact that which lies at the heart of the gospel, and our discovery of the fact makes his grace and presence to become real to us. Amen. When God becomes real to you, you don't have to tap and shuffle, amen, to get his attention. That didn't come out. We use all kind of methods and stuff and things, hallelujah, to get God's attention. Huh? Amen. Or gimmicks and things that would not, God is not pleased with. And as the church, amen, today, we need to know that God is our portion. Uh-huh. And the daily reading found in this word, amen, takes us from the recent thing that covers a number of churches and different topics. They seem to contain a call to us to know and experience Christ as our portion. Amen. We've got to have a relationship with God. Amen. Amen. We want the blessings of God. Amen. But we need to seek the face of God. Yes. Ah, yes. And turn from our ways. Yes. The Bible says wicked ways. Says. You know, sometimes the things we do can be wicked. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. The things that we say could be wicked. But God is a God that looks beyond our faults. And see that we need some help. Somebody say, help us, Lord. The Lord is our portion. Amen. And he will take care of us. Yes, yes. The verse highlights in 2 Timothy 2:19 that God's truth and knowledge of his people remain steadfast. Regardless of the challenges we face, amen, the responsibility of those who profess faith to live a life that reflects the image of God. And so here's a more detail that we're talking about tonight. Amen. The verse begins with, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands. Doesn't matter what comes against us, the foundation of God stands. This is our portion. That we stand on this foundation that is not wavery or wishy-washy, that it's a solid foundation. This solid foundation signifies that God's truth and his plan for salvation, particularly through Jesus Christ, is unshakable. Cannot be shaken. Amen. Even when believers face trials. Amen. I realize that many of us going through trials right now. But going through trials, amen, and things that we're struggling with, you know, does not shake God's foundation. Somebody say it's a sure foundation. Yes, you can stand on it when the world is going down. You can stand on it when the devil comes in like a flood. The Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And I heard him say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. See, I ain't gonna be all night, y'all. Hallelujah. And so we have this foundation, amen, and it's sealed. Mm-hmm. When you go to a market, make sure the meat is sealed. Make sure it has stamp approved. Sealed. Uh-huh. Amen. And that seal signifies that is identified. Amen. The verse continues that the image of a seal, which is ancient time, was used to mark ownership and authority. Authority, authentication.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So God sometimes allow us to go through things, amen, to authenticate. Uh-huh, yeah, you just can't bootleg your way in. Yeah, you got to be real, real with the seal. Yes, yes, the seal of God's foundation has two inscriptions. The Lord knows those who are his. He knoweth you here. You can't fake it till you make it. He know who you are. Amen. Amen. This inscription assures believers of God's personal knowledge and care for them. He recognizes his true followers and has a special relationship with them. Not only the Lord knows his, amen. He said, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. This inscription emphasizes the responsibility that comes when claiming to be a follower of Christ. It calls for believers to turn away from sin and live a life of holiness and obedience. You got to live holy, but without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You got to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Tell the Lord, thank you. We want you to know tonight the Lord is my portion. Amen. I don't have to fear no man. I don't have to fear no one. Amen. The Lord takes care of his people. Yes. If you stand, he's going to stand with you. Amen. If you hold up the word, he's going to hold it up with you. Yes, sir. Amen. We can depend on the Lord. Amen. In the time of suffering, a time of battle. Amen. My question is, do you have your boots on? Uh-huh. Amen. We don't need no perpetrators. Uh-huh. Amen. You got to use the right boots in battle. Yeah, I was walking the other day. Can I say this a minute? And, you know, we try to do things with certain kind of shoes on our feet. Amen. But it don't help us. Amen. So I looked at this word boots. Amen. And these boots that you need to have, amen, is according to the word of God. Boots that are endure hard weather. And, you know, stormy weather. Not so easy to get fungus among us. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Amen. But these boots, amen, were made for war. And we need some boots, y'all. You don't need no tennis shoes trying to go to war. You don't need no cleats trying to go to war. Yeah, some folks making a lot of noise, but they ain't going nowhere. Uh-huh. Amen. I'm so glad that the Lord is our portion. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 84, amen, and 2, David said, my soul longed. Mm-hmm. His soul longs to be with God. Amen. If you long to be with God, And God said he'll never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Your soul got to long to be with him. Even in times of trouble, battle, struggles, trials, your soul still is important to God. Yes. Amen. And we need, amen, the Lord to help us in this time of battle. Talked about a silent war that is going on. And we need to prepare ourselves. Amen. Because, amen, the day, amen, the sun is going down and it's getting late in the evening. And many times we get tired and wore out, amen, in the race. Amen. We are pressured in our lives can build and pull us in different directions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
These pressures pull against the sense and the well-being and anxiety being, amen, to overwhelm us, amen, and cause us to be discombobulated.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and trying to do too much work with too little time.
Yeah.
Or too few resources can stretch us beyond our capacity. Trying to cope with the financial demands of life without adequate income can make us be to feel desperate.
Yes.
Difficulties in marital relationship. There's a strain and a stress because the money is not there. In parent-child relationship or in work relationship can lead to deep anxiety and a sense of hopelessness. But this is a sure foundation. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. And what is the answer? We need a perspective that comes from God. And we also need help of wisdom and counseling. Amen. From the preacher, from the counselors, from our missionaries. Amen. To give us the wisdom and the presence to understand that, amen, weeping might endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Tell somebody we can't be surprised, amen, that the devil showed up in our house. Amen. Shall I be surprised when anxiety come, amen, but it come to give me some experience to get down on my knees and to acknowledge God in all my ways, and he will direct my path. Tell the Lord thank you. But in John 16:33 says, I've said these things to you that in me you will have tribulation. In me, amen, you will have peace, but in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome. Tell somebody, I'm an overcomer. God have overcome every trial, every challenge, every suffering, every demon, every devil. He give us to overcome. Tell the Lord thank you. And I'm trying to hold my peace up. The Bible says, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation. But somebody say, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus warns us to expect stress. Jesus warns us to expect trials. Jesus warns us to expect trouble. But tell somebody, trouble don't last. Trouble don't last always. Tell the Lord, thank you. The world is full of trials. The world is full of troubles. The world is full of gratitude. But I've come to let you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, pray, P-U-S-H, push, pray, until something happens. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. God ain't finished with us. I'm an unfinished business. I'm an undone. Isaiah said, I dwell in the midst of a people that are unclean. Tell the Lord thank you. And some of that stuff on them can contaminate us. You dwell in the midst of an unclean world. Hallelujah. But we don't have to bow down to the ways of the world. God wants us to be clean and clean and clean. Won't he make you clean on the inside? Tell the Lord thank you. Yeah, Lord. The world is filthy. The world is full of trials, sorrow. The key to dealing with anxiety. Tell your neighbors and neighbor, don't worry. Be not worried in well-doing. Hallelujah. You don't worry. Don't anxiety. Be not worried in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. Talk about a hold on. Help is on the way. Tell the Lord, yeah. Why, there are many unhealthy things that we have to handle. So nevertheless, neglect not the spiritual. Walk with God. Hallelujah. They that walk with God and hold on to God, he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Tell God, tell somebody, don't worry. He's my portion. Hallelujah. You don't cry sometimes, but weeping may go through, may have trials, may have troubles, but weeping may endure for night. But y'all come again in the morning. Tell somebody, my help may not come in the midnight, but my help is coming in the morning. It's my morning time. My morning time is my breakthrough. Say yeah. My breakthrough is my come through. I'm coming out with a mighty hand of God. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. I'm finished business with my boots on. God can use a power soldier. Say yeah. We got to be dressed for battle. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Put on the whole armor of God. The helmet of salvation. Say yeah. The breastplate of righteousness. Say yeah. Your boots shod with the preparation of the gospel. And the spirit of the Lord, the sword of God in your hand. Tell somebody, on your dress for battle, you got to have some shoes on. You can't fight the devil barefooted. He'll put some glass on the ground that stumble your foot, hurt your foot. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, this is what Jesus would do. When you deal to see the devil setting a trap for us. Hallelujah. He said, but I. The trap back there. Y'all didn't get that. He said, I.